girl. Well, that girl, Gull, G-U-L-L.
Gull?
Yeah.
All right. That's interesting. Right, what about a man who has womanish mannerisms but isn't necessarily gay?
Same thing.
Same? They're all the same?
They're all the same.
Oh, by the way, do you say gay?
No, we just call him a freak.
A freak? Can a freak be somebody who's not homosexual?
Well, yeah. But most of the time, when along my neighborhood, when you say you're a freak, everybody know what you're talking about.
That means automatically.
Yeah.
Ever heard of called space queens?
No.
I like that one. Space people. Right, how about a female homosexual?
Queer. Bulldog.
Bulldog?
Bulldog. He, she, or it.
An it? Now he, she is just a female homosexual?
Oh, that can go for either one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And an it can go for either one.
Yeah. And a pervert. That can go for either one.
Have you ever heard the manager of a whorehouse, you know, a madam or whatever, called a he, she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I was in Port Jackson, I met a big one.
You did?
I didn't know what it was. It was supposed to be a lady, but I didn't know what it was.
You think it might
have
been a man dressed as a man?
It might have been. I ran across two like that. Because when I was working for Supertrad, at Tire Company, they used to have a big old lady for B&B Tire Company driving a transfer truck.
Really?
Yeah, and she used to have us helping her unload the truck. Like, we weren't supposed to help her unload the truck, but on our lunch hour, she would hire us to help her.
Uh-huh.
And I would always call her, yes, sir. And one day she grabbed me. She said, I'm a lady.
Oh,
I didn't know the difference. She had on a regular man khaki work suit,
uh-huh,
and a BF cap.
And her hair was up in her cap?
Yeah. And I didn't know what it was.
Well, God, if she's not going to look like one, how could she expect you to know? And she had kind of a low voice, too?
She sounded like a man.
That's weird.
I'm like, God, let me see somebody who sounds like that.
All right, what would you call a sexually overactive male? Or is there such a thing?
I don't call it anything.
Okay. How about a sexually overactive female?
I wouldn't call it anything.
Alright.
It all depends on if she keeping it off. If she's in the streets, and she's sexually overactive, you just call her a hoe.
Okay.
And if she keep it to herself, like saying that if she pick up a dude and she take him off somewhere, she's cool.
What?
She's cool. She's alright.
And if she has the same boyfriend or something.
Right.
Alright, what about, if we can try to make a distinction here, a sexually indiscreet male as opposed to sexually overactive male. In other words, somebody who, he may not be overactive, but he talks about what he does all the time. Or he might make up stuff.
Oh, that's what we call him. Most of the time we call him a big liar.
Yeah. And how about a girl? Somebody who's not overactive, but she doesn't care who she sleeps with. Would that be a whore again?
Yep.
Like, she may only do it once a week or something, but it'd be with anybody.
Anybody else, same as a whore.
All right. Have you got a word for a very ugly boy or man?
I said very ugly not me. How about? Well, no, not a word. Just call him a ugly ass man.
Call him what?
A ugly ass man.
What's the last word?
Man. Man, you may.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. How about a girl? A very ugly girl.
Monster.
Monster, really?
Yeah, creep, critter. Let me see. We had one particular chick that she was ugly. And she knew she was ugly, but she used to try to be cute. So, but she couldn't do nothing with herself.
<That's too
laughs> we used to call her anything.
Anything?
Right.
Right, how about a very attractive boy or man?